If you are a teacher, parent, administrator, student, and/or anyone who loves reconnecting children with nature, and you want to figure out how to cultivate learning gardens and nature-based curriculum, then this is the podcast, the Outdoor Classrooms Podcast. My name is Victoria Hackett. I am the founder of OutdoorClassrooms.com and the Secret Gardens Nature Classes. I love witnessing the magic that happens when children are playfully learning outdoors. Observing the return of wonder and curiosity when children are interacting with nature is pure magic. This is the podcast that is going to help you capture children's interest and give you not only inspiration, but some real life strategies that are going to help you figure out how to use the outdoor space, your outdoor space, as a teaching tool so you can enlighten the playful learning experience for young children. Welcome to our Outdoor Classrooms community. Welcome back to the Outdoor Classrooms podcast. Today's episode is a little different. It's personal, reflective, and I think something many of us need to hear, especially this time of year. I just got back from a trip to Ithaca, New York, and if you've ever been there, you probably know what it's known for. Waterfalls. We spent time hiking, exploring, chasing waterfalls, literally. And everywhere you turn, there's rushing water, dramatic cliffs, mists in the air. The feeling of being completely surrounded by something bigger than you. And I found myself thinking, why does this feel so powerful? And maybe more importantly, why does it feel like something we have to travel to experience? Because here's the thing. What if we didn't? What if the most powerful outdoor experiences aren't somewhere far away, but are already right outside our door? So let me take you there for a moment. We're walking along a trail. You can hear the waterfall before you see it, that low, constant roar building as you get closer. The air shifts. It gets cooler. It gets damp. There's this anticipation. And then suddenly, you see it. Water spilling over rocks, moving fast and steady, carving its way through the landscape. And you stop, not because someone told you to, but because you have to. There's this moment of stillness, of noticing, of just being there. And I watch not just myself, but everyone around me, the adults, the kids, they slowed down. The phones came out, yes, but then they went away. People got quiet. They leaned in. They paid attention. And that's when it hit me. That feeling, that slowing down, that deep noticing, that's what we want our students to experience. That's what we're trying to create in our outdoor classrooms. But somewhere along the way, we've convinced ourselves that it requires something extraordinary. A waterfall, a mountain, a big, beautiful, perfect natural space. And I want to gently push back on that because awe doesn't come from the place alone. It comes from attention. Here's the truth. It's easy to feel awe in a place like Ithaca, New York. And the beauty is obvious. It's big. It demands your attention. But what about the places that don't? What about a schoolyard, a patch of grass, a cracked sidewalk, a playground with a single tree? It's easy to look at those spaces and think, this isn't enough. This isn't inspiring. This isn't what outdoor learning is supposed to look like. But what if we've been defining beautiful too narrowly? Because when I came home, I started noticing things differently. Does it happen to you when you go on a trip and then you come home and it's like everything looks fresh? The way water pooled in a small dip in the pavement after it rained, the sound of wind moving through the trees behind a building, tiny plants pushing their way through the cracks in the sidewalks. And then I realized these are the same stories, but the scale is different. But the experience, it can be just as powerful if we slow down enough to see it. And if we teach our students and our children how to see it too. So this is where outdoor classrooms really come in. Because our role isn't to find the most beautiful space, it's to help students notice the beauty that's already there. We are the guides of attention. We help students and children slow down. We ask the questions that shift their perspective. We create space for curiosity. And that can happen anywhere. Let me give you an example. You do not need a waterfall to explore the movement of water. You need a puddle, a drain, a place where water collects after it rains. And instead of walking past it, you stop and you ask, where is the water coming from? Where is it going? What happens if we come back tomorrow? That's science. That's observation. That's systems thinking. All from something most people would step over without even noticing. Okay, let's do another one. Let's take a tree. Not a forest, just one tree. What changes over time? What lives there? What sounds do you hear when you stand underneath it? That is ecology. That's seasons awareness. That's connection. The magic isn't in the waterfalls in Ithaca, New York. It's the noticing what's right in front of you. So, what does this actually look like in practice? How do you take this idea and make it real in our outdoor classrooms? Here are a few simple ways to start. First, micro-adventures. These are short, intentional moments outside. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, no big setup, just a focused invitation to notice. Maybe it's, let's go outside and find something that's changed since yesterday. Or, let's listen for as many different sounds as we can. Second, sit spots. Same place, repeated over time. This builds familiarity. And familiarity comes deeper noticing. Students begin to see patterns. They notice the small things. They develop a relationship with that place. Okay, third, awe walks. And this is where you can really bring in that waterfall experience. You don't tell students what to look for. You don't give them a worksheet. You simply invite them to walk slowly. And what's that word? Notice. What catches your attention? What makes you stop? What feels interesting and surprising and even beautiful? And then you talk about it. You name it. You validate it. Because what we are really doing is helping students and children understand. This matters. This is worth paying attention to. And over time, that changes how they see the world. Our children and our students are going to be the next generation of advocates, of caregivers for our earth. So we need to pause, notice, and we need to be those facilitators of their learning. So yes, going somewhere like Ithaca, New York is absolutely incredible. And I'm blessed to have that experience. It reminds us of what's possible. It connects us to that feeling of awe. But it's not the only place where that feeling exists. And it's not the place we need to recreate in order to bring outdoor learning to life. Because the truth is, the classroom is already beautiful. Our outdoor classrooms are already beautiful. Not because it looks a certain way, but because of what's possible when we learn to see it differently. So here's my invitation to you. The next time you step outside with your students and children, pause, look around, and ask yourself, what's already here that we've been missing? Because chances are, it's more than enough. I want to really thank you for being here today. I want to thank you for all the work that you do to reconnect children with nature. And as always, keep exploring, keep noticing, and keep bringing that learning outside. Talk to you soon. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you're ready to take the next step and dive deeper into our community, here's how you can get involved. First, you can join our one-hour workshops. These happen every month with fresh and exciting new topics each time. It's a great way to get a taste for what we offer. If you enjoy the workshops, you can become part of our Circle membership community, and this will give you access to not only all the new workshops that happen every month, but it will also give you access to our entire workshop library, which is growing. It will also give you access to our monthly roundtable discussions. And also, as a member, you receive exclusive discounts on all our programs. It's wonderful, wonderful family. The final step, if you would like to dig deeper into our community, is to join our Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program. This program is for those educators who are eager to dig even deeper into our programming, and it's the perfect next step. If you want to learn more about each of these programs, or you're not sure where you need to start, or any questions that you might have, schedule a one-on-one discovery call with me, Victoria Hackett. I will put all of that information in the show notes. You can also go to our website at www.outdoor-classrooms.com to learn more information. We can't wait to welcome you into our community. Until next time,